USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. She tells CBS News that there must be justice for what she called an attempted coup.
It's not a question of let it go. We are not going to let go an insurrection in our country, an attempt of coup d'etat, so that we cannot validate the election of the next president of the United States. This let it go is that was then. That is not now. However, there is always, and I've said this to my members again and again, you have to watch what the opportunity is and what it will accomplish.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.